I do love coming here. It's I've got to say, I never know what to expect. It's like an ongoing story. Yeah. I remember was it a few times ago, the first time I came here, I preached. I thought I wasn't that bad. Someone came up afterwards and wanted to kill me, if I remember. And then the next time I came, I got heckled all the way through me preach. I thought, look at that. Yeah. Woo. And then I came at Christmas, right? And I thought, no, this lot, surely they'll behave themselves at Christmas with all them guests in here. And halfway through me second preach, Manuela sat over there and had a mother's meeting halfway through me. Didn't you?
I was telling them to be quiet.
Yeah, all right, all right, yeah. And then I turn up this morning with my nice new shirt on, and all your boys were laughing at me over there. So it's like, all I'm saying is, guys, I'm ready for you today, right? whatever you've got, I'm ready. And so God spoke to me to speak to you about forgiveness today, which I do 100%. Ooh. Do you know what? Never lose your sense of humour. No. We love it. Okay, so do you know what? I think it'd be good to have Dawla, you're going to read a passage for us? Oh, great. Let's give Dawla a big round of applause. Come on, Dawla.
Okay, so today we're going to read from Matthew 18, which is, in the New Testament. I don't know why I said that. Right, Matthew 18, verses 21 to 35, the parable of the unforgiving servant. So that's Matthew 18. Then Peter came up and said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him to 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, be patient with me, and I will pay everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him debt. But when that servant came out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me and I will pay. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw that what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported it to their master. Then his servant summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, the master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to any one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
Okay, so we're learning about the kingdom of God and how it applies to our life, what effect the kingdom of God has on us. And in this passage, what we're going to be looking at is forgiving from the heart. Okay, not just forgiving from the heart. And in this passage, we see that Peter had asked Jesus, how many times have I got to forgive my brother if he sins against me? Is it seven times? And, you know, Peter thought he was being a bit clever. He was going to impress Jesus, the gracious man Peter, because at the time, the Jewish custom was that all you had to do was forgive somebody three times On the fourth time, you didn't have to forgive them. You were to go round there and punish them. It doesn't exactly say how you are to punish them, whether it was a holy slap or a kosher kicking, I don't know. But I just thought, wouldn't that transform pastoring today, wouldn't it? Yeah, it'd be fun, wouldn't it? And so imagine that. You know, you've up me, set me three times. Go on, do it again. So you could go and give them a kick, you know, whatever. But it's not like that, sorry. But Jesus said, no, Peter, no. Not seven times, but 70 times seven. And what he was saying is that there is no limit to how much that we should forgive each other. Now we are, as Peter said earlier, born again. The Spirit of God is in us. We are transformed. The joy of God, the love of God, the peace of God is in us. There is a new thing, and the uprising of all that happening in us is that we should desire forgiveness. It just comes out of it. It's not a natural thing. It's part of the kingdom of God upon us, within us, among us. It's what God does that we are to have that forgiving heart. And Jesus, this is so central to all that we believe. It's what the cross is all about. It's what Christianity is all about. The whole cross is about forgiveness. And so Jesus said, look, Peter, it's like this. It can be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts. And so he called his servants before him and started to make things right, settle the accounts. But there was one who owed him 10,000 talents. And according to whatever commentary you look at, it's about £14 billion. And it was unpayable. It was just so much. And so the king or the master ordered him, throw him into prison, put him into prison. I want you to sell all his goods and sell his wife and sell his children. Now, can you imagine what that would feel like for that guy? He's lost his freedom. He's lost all the things, the belongings that he's amassed in his life. And his wife and his children were going to be sold off to the highest bidder to do whatever they wanted to do with them. And so the guy fell on his face and he said, please give me time. Will you give me time and I will pay you back? And thankfully, the master was a forgiving master. And although it was such a great price that he had to forgive, the master had compassion and said, let him go, give him back his freedom and cancel that enormous debt that he owes. And so that servant went home, praising and jumping and leaping and praising God. Thank you, Lord. You know, you forget, I've been forgiven. I've been set free from all that debt. It was until he saw somebody that owed him a bit of dosh. And he went, pay me. It was 100 denarii. It's worth about £8,000 today. And so he'd just been forgiven so much, yet he saw this guy that owed him that bit of money. And he got hold of him around the neck and started to choke him. Give me my money. Have you ever felt like doing that to somebody that owes you? Have you ever done that? Yeah. Don't admit to it. Just come up at the end and repent. Yes, sir. But you see, he got hold of him round the neck and then started choking. The guy fell on the floor and said, please, in the same way, please, will you give me time and I will pay you all that you owe. But that unforgiving servant said, no, I'm not going to forgive you. And he threw him into prison. And what it would have meant for that servant was the same thing. I mean, the 100 denarii then was about half a year's wages for a labourer, and he wouldn't have had the money. Others wouldn't have paid the money. He wouldn't have been able to work for the money to pay it off, so he would have lost his wife, his kids, and all that he owes as well. It was a horrible thing. And the other servants knew that. They could see what was going on. They saw what had happened, and they said to the master, do you know what's happened with that guy that you left all, you know, you let off of 14 billion? And so that servant was called up to the master. And he said, I've heard what you've done. I let you off all that money and you went and strangled some guy that owed you a little bit. Shouldn't you have shown him mercy the way I showed you mercy? And so the master got angry and it said, threw him into prison, left him with the torturers, the NIV said, until he could pay it back, which would be never. And the scary bit is this, what Jesus then says, he says, so my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive from the heart. From the heart. That is for us today. That's you and that's me. That's why we brought this teaching today. To make sure that our forgiveness isn't surface level, but it's from the heart. Have you ever felt that your life is like a prison sentence, or that you're being tortured by life in various different ways? I'll put my hand up. I have. I've been there. And it doesn't always mean it's unforgiveness in the heart, but actually, sometimes it does. You see, this whole story is about the debt that we owe God. It's about us, each one of us. The debt that we owe God because of the sin and the things that we have done wrong is so insurmountable, it's unpayable, it's so great. Yet through Jesus' death, life, death and resurrection, we are forgiven. We are set free from the debt that we owe. We are to live a life of freedom now, but we are to forgive others that have upset and done wrong to us. Forgiven so much, yet we are called to forgive little. Otherwise, we will be banged up in prison with the torturers, just like that unforgiving servant was. And so my question is that, have you been wronged in your life? Have you been offended by others? Have you had your heart broken? Been abused maybe by others? Well, the question is, I believe we all have in different ways, because we live in a fallen world, But the question is how did you deal with it? How have you dealt with it? Because it's so easy for us, easy for me, to fall into that trap of becoming the unforgiving servant. I didn't deserve it, what you said, what you did. And God, even you, why did you allow that to happen to me? Your servant who's playing so well, who's worship leading, you know, why did you allow these things to happen to me? So it can happen to leaders, it can happen to any one of us. We become that unforgiving servant. And it's so easy to take offence. You know, we choose not to forgive. We choose to have a grudge in our hearts. They must get what they deserve is our response, the human response. And we want payback time. You hurt me, so now it's your turn. You're going to get it. And we kind of get angry in our heart. And we say to ourselves, I'll forgive some, but I'm not going to forgive that. Or we say to ourselves, I will forgive you. But we know that there's a part we just can't let go of. That final bit that's the important bit. Or you might say to yourself, I'm never ever going to let anyone close like that again. It hurt so much. It hurt. And I think we've all been there. Just want to make sure our hearts are clean. Is that you this morning? That there is some stuff like that there? Because it causes problems in our mind and in our thinking. And it becomes all that we can think about. And we end up rehearsing the whole thing again. Either trying to make it right or getting them at the end, cutting their heads off or whatever, you know. Yes.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Put me right off there, you lot. See, you've done it again. without even knowing it. And so, but it does though, and you've all been there. We have all done it. That's the thing. We rehearse it over and over again. They get what they deserve. And the thing is, it becomes toxic in our heart. It becomes a poison within, and it will affect every area of life. Every area. And spiritual life, physical life, emotional life. And actually, it's a doorway to the demonic. So many sicknesses and sufferings are because of unforgiveness that when we pray for people, we have to ask them, have you forgiven everybody? Yeah. Otherwise, any healing that we pray for, they could get healed, but it's straight back again. Hebrews 12:15 says this, that be careful that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. It grows in us. You cannot stop it. If you've got it in heart, once it turns toxic, it will come out in everything you do and say. You know, I was spiritually abused by a leader, a church leader once, and I couldn't get over it. It was the early days. I just started off in leadership, and I found it so hard to forgive him. Honestly, I did. I just couldn't believe that after we agreed this and then he went behind me back and did that. I thought, I can't believe that. And my heart turned bitter. And what happened is it started to come out in every conversation. Every other conversation, and I couldn't stop it. And in the end, I got fed up with it. I didn't want to do this anymore. It was all, I couldn't think about anything else. Everything was centered around this. Until one day, a bigger leader than us came and said, Clive, I want you to get together. And he knew the wrongs that had done. But do you know the weird part about it? I still had a great love for this leader. It was just that thing that had gone wrong. And so he got us together and we forgave each other. We hugged. And you know what happened? I got my mind back. I could think straight again. I could think normally again. But is that you today? Is there somebody or something that's demanding your time? That's all that you can think of. It comes out, it spills out in every conversation. It comes out when you don't want it to, because God wants to set you free today. Can I hear an amen to that?
Amen.
Come on. But this is important, this bit. It's important we know the difference between being wounded and being wronged. You see, being wounded is when someone does something unintentionally. They don't mean to hurt you. There's no intent to harm you there. They just do something that actually does hurt you. And that doesn't require forgiveness. That requires grace. That requires allowing the Holy Spirit to just heal our hearts. And in time, he does. You see, the truth is, we all hurt others. We don't mean to, but as we live close together in a close-knit community in a fallen world, we choose to do this, they wanted us to do that, all of a sudden they're offended, and it's like, I'm only doing what God's asked me to do, you know. But we can hurt others in that way, but that's not what we're talking about. Let's grow up and graciously let people off the hook. They don't need forgiveness for that. But what we do need to forgive is where we've been wronged, where there's sin involved. And that needs, you know, especially when someone has willfully done something, knowing it would hurt, knowing it would harm us. Either they knew it was going to harm you, or they didn't care whether it did or whether it didn't. And the feelings that you have that would be broken, the trauma that it caused you or your family. Yet Jesus said we are to forgive from the heart. We will all need to do this. Forgive from the heart. How is the question? Well, the answer is this. It starts with a desire. You've got to want it. You've got to want it. The parable starts with a desire. The king wanted to settle accounts with his servants. He wanted to be free of all the worry of debt and all the rest of it. We want to be free of all that. It starts with a desire. And aren't we fortunate, because this does apply to us, that our God wants to settle debts with us, that he is a forgiving God, that our Father in heaven is a forgiving Father. And we can see that right from the start when we look at Adam and Eve in the garden. He made everything perfect. They had everything they could ever want. And they sinned against him. And he could have crushed them and said, into hell you go. It would have been that easy for God to start with someone new. But he didn't. He gave them a way out. He covered them. He covered them. Why? Because he wanted relationship with them. He loved them. And so his choice, God's desire from the beginning was to love you, to give you a way out, a way forward. It's called the gospel. And as an ongoing thing, it's called sanctification, where we bring these things to God. And so do you have a desire in your heart to forgive? You know, as I grew up, I suffered a lot of bullying because we were Northerners, moved down south, and we just didn't fit. Anyone who knows race stuff, it would be similar to that. You just weren't accepted, yeah? And also, physical abuse. My mum used to bat us about with you know, one of them old rolling pins, the wooden ones, when she got upset, bang, 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 and that. Verbal abuse, emotional abuse, that's all I can remember as a kid. But you see, my suffering is nowhere near what some of you have suffered. I don't know what it's like to suffer when you're sexually abused or when you're raped, where someone takes advantage like that. I can't imagine the suffering that you would go through. I can't. Or whether you're one of them children that was just abandoned as a child. I can't imagine that. And so what they did was wrong. We never say, try to make it right what they did. It's wrong. But how God deals with it is up to him. He said he will deal with it. How we deal with it is up to us, is up to you. And the question you would ask is, yeah, but do I have to forgive everything? Even that, do I have to let it go? And the answer is yes, unless you want to be like the unforgiving servant thrown in to be with the torturers in prison. If you want freedom in your life, we need to forgive from the heart. Somebody said this, that forgiveness is like setting somebody free and then realizing it's you that's been set free. So we have to do it from the heart. Completely forgive. Totally. Everything that is in our heart, forgive. Let them off the hook. Do not hold it against them. Don't say, okay, we're mates now. I'll do anything you want. All this stuff now. Unless you do something, then I'm going to draw this out. And you let them know it's still there. We cannot do that. We've got to choose to tell nobody about what's happened, unless it's a criminal offence. Then we must tell the authorities. Why? Because they could do it again and hurt someone else again. It's right to do that. And don't wait for them to ask for forgiveness. It's not about them. That will come if they decide, or the Spirit of God comes. It's about you, your heart, our relationship with him. We forgive from our heart. And what I'm not saying is this, because we know God deals with it. It's not saying, God, I'm going to hand them over to you. You said the vengeance is mine. I can't kill them. But God, you can. Go and get them, God. And that is wrong. See, we can't do that. And so, that's closed, that one. Yeah, you got it. So what do we do then? The way through it is to bless them. That's the end result. We bless them and honestly mean it in our heart. We're going to fight this if we've never heard this before. I'll tell you a story. When I was first doing the Alpha courses, and it was great, we were seeing loads of people saved and all that. I was a new Christian, you know, just bombing away with my gift and enjoying it, which I encourage you to do. But there was this lady who kind of took a fancy to me, and I couldn't understand it. We hadn't had a conversation, we'd never been out, no kissing, no nothing, absolutely none of that. And it kind of developed. And I thought it was funny at first. And then I used to walk into the church, and she'd go like this. And I used to think, what are you doing? And so everyone thought, well, there's no smoke without fire, is there? You know what I mean? That's something that must have got on there. And honestly, so there's this big question mark. I'm loving the alphas, bringing people to... Also, this question mark. Ooh, what's he done? And it caused pain. And I'm serious, it was really painful. And then I got asked to do my first kind of like talk somewhere. It was a mission, they wanted me to give me testimony. And I was scared, I was really fearful of standing in front of people. But with this lady, I chose then, I heard R.T. Kendall's Total Forgiveness is the book to get. Okay, I read that, knew what to do, and it's like, no, I'm going to forgive. Bless her, Lord, bless her. It took 3 months. For that knot to go, you know, that knot when you think about what someone's done, it's like, oh, yeah, it went. And I thought, praise the Lord, look at that. And then I went to this engagement, I stood at the front, really scared. And as I looked out, who was sitting right in the front, right there? It was that lady. And inside, I waited for that knot to come. It wasn't there. I walked over. We greeted each other. And I was able to do what God called me to do. But I wouldn't have been able to if I hadn't prayed for her. Again, bless her, God. Bless her. And mean it in the heart. So encourage us today to start that process. Any knots you've got, pray, pray, pray. But forgiving completely is not a human response. That's why it's coming out of this series. It's a divine response. We need the kingdom of God in us to be able to do it. We cannot do it. It's the presence of God in us, flowing like a river, the Bible says, through us, that empowers us to do what is impossible. No one ever said, love your enemies before. Jesus said, with my power, my spirit, my presence in you, you can love your enemies. You can. And so forgiveness from the heart speaks to us about a floodgate that opens, that allows the floodgates of heaven to come and wash away the hurt, wash away the pain, wash away all that toxic stuff inside of us, the bitterness, the hatred, the resentment that builds up over the years. God wants to set us free today. Does anyone in the house want freedom? Yeah. He wants to give you your life, the life he died for you. Church, what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, it's time to follow King Jesus. Because when King Jesus was on the cross and the worst atrocities were happening to him, at that moment he said, forgive them, Father. Forgive them. He chose total forgiveness. From the heart. And that's what he's calling us to do today. Are we up for that?
Yes.
Can I ask Steve, can we have a little bit of a plan? We're just going to work that in for a couple of minutes. Can we stand, please? And so what I'd like us to do is to just survey our hearts. The Bible in the Beatitudes says, blessed are those who mourn. And that is those who look into the heart to see what is there. What is there that shouldn't be there? Guys, if there's anyone here today that you feel your life is, you feel like you're in a prison and life is torturing you, and you don't know the forgiveness of God. You don't know the forgiveness of a father. And today you want to make Jesus your Lord. Come and see me at the end and I will help you with that. God wants to release you today. But I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come now. There is a work that needs to be done in every heart. And God wants to send his river upon us right now. That river of life. That river that pours out from heaven. Look to heaven now. You see your heart, you see heaven, the freedom that comes. The kingdom of God is like this, God said. The kingdom of God is coming upon us now. Jesus, come. Send your spirit, God. So I would ask, what is in your heart right now? Because we all need to forgive. Children need to forgive their parents. Parents need to forgive the children. Bosses need to forgive the workers. The workers need to forgive the bosses. Husbands and wives, you need to forgive. Church members need to forgive leaders. Leaders need to forgive the church members. I spoke to a lady the other day that was on the streets called Sandy. Never met her before. God said, go and speak to her. We went for a McDonald's. I said, Sandy, how did you end up on the streets? She said to me, four years ago, my drunken, abusive husband came back to take my three children out for a day out. On the way back, they had a car accident and the police phoned me up and they wouldn't tell me what was wrong. She said, by the time I got to the hospital, two of them were already dead. And she said, I had 5 minutes with my seven-year-old to tell them how much I loved them before they died. She said, Clive, I spent 2 years so bitter and she still needs help now. Guys, where have you been wounded? Maybe it's a recent thing. Maybe it's something from a long time ago. Maybe you've been lied about or cheated on, betrayed or walked over in your business life, work life, family life. Maybe you lost your job wrongly. Or maybe you need to forgive somebody that did something to your children. Or maybe you need to forgive what a parent did to you. Or maybe you need to forgive yourself for maybe an abortion that was done. Or something you did to somebody else you so regret now. Don't let unforgiveness hold you back in life. You know, my mum used to batter us, particularly me. She used to scream and shout at anything that went wrong. And I grew up with such anger in my heart that when I got old enough, I turned to violence. I turned to that way. And it was all because she got abused by her stepdad and she never dealt with it. If you don't deal with it, others that you love will suffer. Just gonna ask the Holy Spirit, would you come, whatever it is, lift our hands. If there's anything left in your heart from anything that has gone on, let's give it to him. That kingdom of God is washing us now as we worship, as we praise him. Allow him to take the pain, take the knot, take the hardness of heart that's come in, to dig out that root of bitterness, that we are a forgiving people because we follow a forgiving Father, a forgiving God. Come, Lord Jesus. Bless us, God. Bless us, God.